Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. I've said all along that someday Europe would wake up and realize that their chicken little approach to biotechnology is a mistake. A story in the Wall Street Journal says it all. The European Commission admits that Europe's fear about biotechnology is costing in terms of jobs, growth, and prosperity. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Justice is served. Turn the water on. Throughout last year's crop season, family farmers operating 400,000 acres in southern Oregon and northern California saw their crops shrivel and die for lack of water. Farmers, villages, and towns fell into depression. Hiding behind the Endangered Species Act, the Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries shut the irrigation water off to reserve the water for the sucker fish in the upper Klamath Lake. President Bush, in Portland last month, promised the farmers he'd do whatever he could to help them. And last spring, unwilling to accept a federal judge's ruling that sided with the sucker fish, Secretary Gail Norton asked the National Academy of Science to study to see if there really was justification for saving all that water for the fish. Well, the conclusion of the National Academy of Science says there is no justification for their action to protect endangered fish by withholding water from farmers. In fact, the study noted that the best year for sucker survival was a low water year. Now, armed with the National Academy's study done by a dozen scientists, it seems clear that now Secretary Norton can tell her newly appointed Director of Fish and Wildlife to turn the water on, and farmers will have irrigation water this crop year. That won't make up for the suffering they faced last year, but there's hope now as they look to the future. It's also encouraging to see the fanatics that would give priority to sucker fish over farmers dealt a stinging defeat. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.